Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Local health clinics will be at the forefront as that virus continues to spread in the United States, where there are now more than 1,000 confirmed cases. Dr. Ron Yee is chief medical officer for the National Association of Community Health Centers, which represents around 12,000 clinics across the country. Dr. Yee, welcome.
Thank you so much.
And your clinics are on the front lines, potentially, of this virus, but you also serve very vulnerable populations. How concerned are you as this virus spreads?
Yes, Peter. I think there's major concern for us, and it's mainly because these are populations, 29 million patients, 1 out of 12 Americans, that health centers serve already. We're on the front lines, and we take care of mainly underserved populations, including homeless people, a million agricultural farm workers, public housing people. We have about 48% have Medicaid and the Children's Health Insurance Program. We have 23% uninsured. So that concerns us because these are the populations that are mainly higher risk because of their living conditions, and many times their immune response is already compromised because of being homeless, being elderly, having chronic conditions. So this sets them up to be affected more than the general population.
And I would ask you whether any of those vulnerable people coming into your clinics have tested positive for the coronavirus, but the fact is you don't know because you don't have any tests. Is that right?
That's correct. And we've been following this very closely. Dr. Fauci from NIH on the weekend stated that we'd have about 4 million tests out in the field this week. So we've been following this very closely, been in contact with Quest Diagnostics and also LabCorp, and they stated that they would have many tests out in the field. So they're working through the details of what does that really look like on the front lines? How do we order the test? How do we get paid for it so that we can keep our businesses running? So, yes, that's the bottleneck right now.
And what's the consequence, in your opinion, of not having access to those tests?
So we lack specificity in terms of what we do on the front lines. So right now, we treat anybody that has flu symptoms the same way. The problem is that we don't know the specificity of who has what. So in general, we're still treating people the same way. We're taking care of them, giving them precautions, triaging them the same way. But there's a higher level of risk involved with coronavirus, and that's what we need help sorting through.
Has the government failed on this front, not getting those tests out there as quickly as possible?
I don't think I would call it a failure. I think it's more of a logistical challenge of really what does this look like and how do you make these things happen? And when you drill down to the front lines, that's where the challenge is how do you get this information into the electronic health record so we can use the right codes? How do you work with the laboratory to get that specificity of what you're trying to get? So to me, these are logistic things that we'll be working through the next few weeks as we get more information on how to handle these tests.
Look, big picture, I know one of the concerns around the world is that hospitals and clinics like the ones that you run will just not be able to keep up with demand if this virus continues to spread unchecked. Is demand an issue that keeps you up at night?
Yes, Peter, it is in a sense. Because the health centers, as I started with, they're so strategically placed around the country in every territory, D.C. and Puerto Rico, it's incumbent that we properly resource the health centers. So things like our long-term funding are really on the line, which we need from the federal government and Congress. We're in this reauthorization cycle where every 2 years we have to be reauthorized, and really it would help us dramatically if we could get long-term or permanent funding for the community health center program. And this is critical in these kind of responses. If the health centers are working right, we will keep a lot of people out of the emergency room and hospital, and that's where the big fear is, and that's where the big cost is.
And your clinics, I mean, right now, what are you seeing? Are they burdened yet?
It depends geographically, and we've been in contact with Asian Health Services in Oakland, California, and International Community Health Services in Washington, Seattle. They are getting pressed right now because of populations that travel more to some of these countries, especially China. And so they're having a higher level of fear in the community, and people are wanting to come in and call to be evaluated. So that's what's pressing us in terms of the personal protective equipment, staff time, and just flow in the health centers. But I think they're doing a good job in keeping up with it the best they can.
Dr. Ron Yee, Chief Medical Officer for the National Association of Community Health Centers, which represents 12,000 health clinics around the country. Dr. Yee, thanks for your time. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Peter.